questions from Dayo at his Lawyer's Life Seminar.
In this dynamic 21st century, how does one avoid being a jack of all trades, master of none, still remain a possibility, given the paradigm shift in the business world? So, this is 21st century question. Okay. Noted. Any other questions? Because we need to take this segment seriously, and we need to do it as fast as possible. You have question. Okay.
I want to ask question. Making money online.
Okay.
How do we have, like I said the other time, how do people like Linda Ikeji make their money on blogs? And then I think we started a digital kind of sign in that area. How do we make money on WhatsApp? You talked about WhatsApp, sir. WhatsApp. And then there is the area I do not really understand how to go about is that you talked about search engines. Do you mean I can create my search engine and then, or something like that?
All right, that's noted. So let's just note those questions. We answer them at the right time. Is it necessary to register buying and selling business with CSE, e.g. clothes? If yes, what is the advantage? So let's give our mentor along that line. Questions. We can. All right, sir.
Thank you very much, sir. I actually want to appreciate the speakers because they've been able to expose us to some areas. To me personally, I've learned some things, and I actually have a question, and I have about three comments here, which I believe other participants can also learn from. And my questions goes to Mr. Arowolo concerning the registration of business. I just want to know if it is possible for someone to register a business that is going to be for profit and that will also serve the purpose of non-profit at the same time. Like, you have a group of businesses now, you have one that is for profit, and you have other ones too that is not for profit, like you are doing a social venture, if it's possible. And the comment I have actually is all about Mr. Kazim talk about search engine then. And I want us to know that search engine is very, very important to many of us that are just starting up, and many of us that actually want to travel. Because I do travel business, and I know that a lot of people, when you go to embassies for interview, you are denied based on your online presence. Most of the time, when people ask you about your business or about what you do personally, they actually, many of them have Googled your name, they find out about one or two things about you. Like, I want to use a friend, for instance, now. A friend of mine called me that I wanted to travel, and I told him, okay, you want to travel? Have you done a lot of research about what you are going to do, where you are going, and some other things? And he told me yes. But I actually knew where I was going. Where I was going was that this very friend, his name was Ayomide. And the way he spelled his name on Facebook, you know, it was crazy. Like, instead of Ayomide, A-Y-O-M-I-D-E, he wrote H-A-R. And, you know, a lot of us too, we do that. And one thing about these embassy people is, when you go there, you want to apply for visa, the first thing they do, they have their different search engines. They look at your Facebook, look at your Twitter, look at so many things you are doing. And that's why it is very important for you to actually link up with someone that is doing it professionally to help you maintain your online presence. And I want to believe that when you do that, it's going to help you a lot in what you are doing. Personally, it's going to help you a lot in what you are doing business-wise. So thank you very much for that important information. So that's just my question to Mr. Arowolo. Thank you.
All right. Let me read one from here, then we... So they will answer all the questions together. Let's just take note of that. If you want to be a branded ambassador of a company, what will you write in your business proposal? And how do you start it with a little fun? Okay.
I want to ask, what makes some people be on the like first 10 list of the search engine and some others behind?
Yes, the question is very simple. It's just one little secret. When you have that book, you know the answer. But I know it will tell you. Any other question? Alright. If there is no other question or you still have any further question, after we are done, you interact with them and they will ask you. So let's start with the online mentor.
For all the live seminar audio on starting, growing and expanding your business, call or send WhatsApp chat to Dayo Adetiloye on 080-6077-9290 or visit www.dayoadetiloye.com.